As horrible as the whole experience of narcissistic abuse was for you, it gave you insight into yourself, insight that you may not have been able to get in any other situation. If you begin to develop this kind of understanding, you'll be able to see that narcissistic abuse was actually the catalyst for your greatest transformation. This is a story that is positive, and these are the kind of stories that you want to tell yourself. These are the stories that give the trauma that you went through meaning and purpose. When you tell yourself stories like, "The narc ruined my life, they destroyed me, they have power over me, I won't or can't recover from this," or "I'll never find love again," you're telling yourself a story that is harmful to you. The more you tell yourself stories like this, the more your subconscious mind absorbs them and believes them, making them your reality. You start believing that you have been destroyed, that you are powerless, and that you won't recover or ever find love again. Your beliefs influence your life, so whatever you believe really matters, as it literally shapes your reality. You have to realize that you have way more control over how your life goes than you think. Disempowering stories make you feel even more disempowered. So know that you can create your own story, one where you rise up out of the depths of destruction and create an amazing life for yourself. You can create a new story of self-love so magnetizing that it will attract people that love you and respect your boundaries. Your only limit is what you believe is possible for you. I know it's hard, especially when you're in the thick of things, to believe that goodness, greatness, happiness is possible for you, but use that same ability you have that made you think you were powerless. Use that ability to shift your thinking to believing that greatness, peace, and joy is possible for you and that you deserve it. You are enough. You were born enough. You already have within you what it takes to rise up from this. As a coach, I can help you and guide you to recover, but I'm only helping you to rediscover the power that you already possess to not only recover, but to thrive and to show up in this world as a person that you came here to be. Write this down somewhere that you can see it every single day and write it in capitals. I am enough. Starting today, create a positive story that supports you and the direction that you want your life to take. You need to write a new story to reflect your new future. Through the abuse that you went through, you learned what love was not. So now it's time for you to create a new story of what love is. Create a story where you step into your divine power and have more confidence in self-love than you've ever had in your life. Create a new story where you take the lessons of hardship from the past and use them to teach or inspire others, in whichever way that may be, maybe through music, art, or writing. If you need to seek help, get it. If you need help to heal those core wounds or eradicate those false beliefs, get it. You owe it to yourself. Don't try and do this journey on your own. You need to reach out and invest in yourself. That is strength, not weakness. Strong people ask for help when they know they need it. It's never too late to find true happiness, joy, love, peace, and fulfillment. So today, I encourage you to start rewriting that story of your life. This is your invitation to write a new story. Thank you for listening. For more information on my coaching, my books, and my audios, please visit myinvisiblestory.com.